Okay, so today begins a new sugya of Birchos Kriyashma. So some of the yisodas that we've referenced, some of the yisodas in this sugya we've referenced in previous shiurim, but now let's look at the sugya, as its own sugya, the sugya of Birchos Kriyashma. So right off the bat, let's look at the Mishnah on Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, which introduces this chiyuv of Birchos Kriyashma, to not only recite the three parshios of Kriyashma, but to have it surrounded by the Birchas Kriyashma, some being beforehand, and some being afterwards. Shmuel, we have the Mishnah, and Yudal, the Mind, the Shachar. Yosef, want to read it?
The Shachar, the Valer Shtar, the Valer Shtar, the
Valer Shtar, the Valer Shtar, the Valer Shtar. Fine, stop there. So what does the Mishnah say? During Shacharis, you have how many Birchas Kriyashma beforehand? Shacharis, you have two beforehand and one afterwards. At Maariv, you have two beforehand and two afterwards. And the Mishnah continues to get to some of the details of the Birchos Kriyashma. But so here you have the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah establishes the Chiyah of Birchos Kriyashma. But the major issue that the Mishnah does not deal with is what are the nature of these brachos, right? Generally, in Halacha, there are different types of brachos. Generally speaking, there are three types of brachos. What are the three types of brachos, generally speaking? Birchas HaShabach, Birchas HaNenin, and Birchas HaMitzvah. So obviously Birchas HaNenin is not going to be Shaykh here, but the other two brachos are going to be. If I were to ask you, right? Yeah.
I thought you
said it's Nenin
because of
Torah. Okay, that's by Birchas Torah, that's a Mahalach, but I've never seen that within Birchas Kriyashma. But we'll get there in a moment. Oh, so I were to ask you, Alicia, what's the simple pshat? If you have these Birchas Kriyashma, right, what do you think is the simplest understanding of these?
Birchas HaMitzvah.
Oh, so you would say Birchas HaMitzvah from the standpoint that it's a mitzvah.
Right.
Okay. But if you look at the details of the brachos, just from the Mishnah, what does the Mishnah tell you? You have brachos beforehand, you have brachos afterwards. From the standpoint of the details of the brachos that we see in the Mishnah, what direction does that point to?
Shevach.
Who said Shevach? Why, Ezra? Okay, excellent. So on a simple level, the simple pshat, the most classic approach is that the Birchos Kriyashma are Birchos HaShevach, and there are three clear indications right off the bat that these brachos are Birchos HaShevach. Number one, as Ezra pointed out, is just the fact that you have multiple brachot, right? The fact that, generally, when it comes to Birchos HaMitzvah, one bracha, right? So number one, the fact that you have three Birchos Kriyashma in the morning, and four Birchos Kriyashma at night, Alpi Pashtus is an indication that it's a Birchos HaShevach. Oh. So in addition to the Minyan HaBrachos being an indication, what's another clear indication from the Mishnah alone that it's a Birchos HaShevach?
Right, after.
Exactly. The fact that some of the Brachos are afterwards, generally the Klal when it comes to Birchos HaMitzvah is the notion of over Lasiyasan. So in addition to the fact you have the multiple Brachos indicating Shevach, the fact that you have certain Brachos being afterwards, again, that also points in the direction of Shevach. And although it's not in the Mishnah, but based on the Nusach of the Bracha itself, what's the indication, Pinchas, what's the indication from the Nusach of Bracha that it's a Birchos HaShevach? What's the classic Nusach when it comes to Birchos HaMitzvah? Sher Kisham Sav Sivanu, either Likro Es Shema or Tz'al Mitzvos Kriyashma. Either, so again, the third indication that these Brachos are Birchos HaShevach is the Nusach. Right, we'll get to the details of the Shevach in a moment, but just the nusach of these brachos don't give off the impression that they are Birchos HaMitzvah. So again, just looking at the Mishnah and looking at the basic details of the Birchos Kriyashma, one would, that they all seem to point in the direction of Birchos HaShevach. So now let's look at the concrete makoros, which again clearly adopt this mahalach that the Birchos Kriyashma are a Birchos HaShevach. What do you think is the earliest source, the earliest indication that the nature of the Birchos Kriyashma are Birchos HaShevach? Earliest indication.
The Gemara.
Which Gemara? What? Okay, fine. So I'll say even more, I'll say it's explicit, but the hint was when I asked you which Gemara. I didn't just mean Daf, right? Yerushalmi, right? I would say the clearest indication that the Birchos Kriyas Shema or Birchos HaShevach is that Deya in the Yerushalmi, right? When the Yerushalmi, you have an Aramakobos here in Aleph, Perak Aleph Olamah, right? After the Yerushalmi quotes the Mishnah that we just read, right? It gives different Deyos about pertaining to the Birchos Kriyas Shema. The second Deya here, anyone have the, as you have the sheet?
Yeah.
Right? Second to last line, like fifth word is Rabbi Yossi bar Abin.
Yeah. Yeshua,
so right, Al Shem, right? These Birchos Kriyas Shema are connected to the following pasuk. What does it say in the pasuk? Right, that we praise you seven times. Again, the seven times, I was referring to the total of seven Birchos Kriyas Shema. So this Deya in the Yerushalmi, which says that the Birchos Kriyas Shema in totality, all seven correspond or connected this pasuk of Sheva Biyom Hilalticha, that we are going to praise you seven times, clearly gives off the impression that the nature, that the ofi, right, of the Birchos Kriyas Shema are Birchos HaShevach. And the reason why this Deya in the Yerushalmi is so significant, because it's not just a Deya in the Yerushalmi. Which two Rishonim quote this Deya in the Yerushalmi? Rashi on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Again, Rashi, right on the spot in the Mishnah, it says V'shachar B'varach Shtayim. The Kedamar B'brachos Yerushalmi and quotes this Deya. Again, so Rashi, it's very important to note, Rashi seems to adopt this Mahalach that the Birchos Kriyat Shema are Birchos HaShevach. And who else, Aaron? Tosos on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Right? How do you see the Tosos to your Maskel B'varach Shtayim L'faneh? So there too, Tosos in line with Rashi again quotes this Deya in the Yerushalmi. Again, the fact that Rashi and Tosos specifically quote that Deya, it sounds like they think that Deya is really what perfectly captures Birchos Kriyat Shema in being Birchos HaShevach. But it's important to note, so once we have this, okay, so again, we have this Yerushalmi, and Rashi and Tosos both quote it, very, very important. Let's take a step back and just think about the Yerushalmi for a second. Especially, again, apologies to people who came more recently, this is a throwback to one of the earlier Shiurim. But we know, Ben, what is the overall mahalach of the Yerushalmi when it comes to the nature of Kriyat Shema? Talmud Torah. Right? We saw many, many mekoros in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi specifically holds that the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is midin Talmud Torah. So if you were to try not to think about this, so the Yerushalmi thinks that Kriyat Shema is a din in Talmud Torah. Right? So now, if the Yerushalmi just said that the Birchos Kriyat Shema is a Birchos HaShevach, so what would you assume would be the shita of the Yerushalmi about the nature of Birchas HaTorah? If the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is very much related to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and the Birchos Kriyat Shema is Birchos HaShevach, so what would you assume? That the Birchas HaTorah for the Yerushalmi would what? Would also be a Birchas HaShevach. Does it work out? No. Let's look at the Yerushalmi on the second page of Maamar Komos, also in Brachos, Perek Vav Halacha Aleph. We're going to see that the Yerushalmi, although you'd expect, given the Yerushalmi thinking that Kriyat Shema is Midin Talmud Torah, that you'd expect the Birchos Kriyat Shema to be very similar to the Birchos of Torah, yet the Yerushalmi gives off a very different impression. Avram, do you have it? Do you have it on the second sheet? Only if, yeah. So he says, Minayin. Oh, so Yerushalmi is asking about, what is the makor for Birchos HaMitzvah in general?
Following
pasuk,
right?
Oh, so right in this pasuk, there's this clear hekesh between Torah, or Talmud Torah, and mitzvos. Says the Yerushalmi, so hekesh Torah le mitzvos, ma Torah what? So says Yerushalmi, what's the makor for Birchos HaMitzvah? Birchos HaTorah. Clear implication being that Birchos HaTorah is an example of a Birchos HaMitzvah. So the question is, how do you work this out? If Yerushalmi thinks that the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is a din in Talmud Torah, so then presumably their brachos should have the same nature. So this goes back to, what am I going to say, Gabriel? No? Oh, exactly. Actually, I knew you had it in mind, right? This shows that when we say that the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is a din in Talmud Torah, it doesn't just mean that the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is a way to be mekayim Talmud Torah. If the mitzvah of Kriya Shema was simply a way to mekayim Talmud Torah, so then Kriya Shema is simply Talmud Torah. And then their brachos should be the same. If the birchas Kriya Shema is a Shevach, then the birchas HaTorah should be a birchas HaShevach, and vice versa. But if you say that, no, when the Yerushalmi held that mitzvah's Kriya Shema is a din in Talmud Torah, it wasn't just a way to be mekayim Talmud Torah, but, you know, as you said, it's Talmud Torah plus. It's rather, it's a way of showing the true value of Talmud Torah, right? We specifically learn the parshios of Kriyat Shema, which are all about the kesher, the yachas, the relationship we have with Hashem, to show that Talmud Torah itself is not just a hechatimsa for knowing the halacha. Talmud Torah is a means, right? The Talmud Torah is a way for us to develop a kesher with Hashem, the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And then in that way we can understand why there's a chiluk in the brachos, right? When you're dealing with the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so the birchas mitzvah, that's Yerushalmi. But when it comes to the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, which is all about showing the true nature, right, the true nature of Talmud Torah, so then a birchas Kriyat Shema midin birchas HaShevach, which is all about highlighting the true value of Talmud Torah, would be appropriate. So basically, right, so within the Yerushalmi, right, at first glance, it seems a little strange that you have this discrepancy between the nature of birchas HaTorah and birchas Kriyat Shema, given the Yerushalmi's shita of Kriya Shema mitin Talmud Torah, but basically in light of things we developed in the past, that the Yerushalmi's version of Kriya Shema mitin Talmud Torah is not just a way of being mekayim Talmud Torah, but it's more than that. It's about showing the true value. We can understand this discrepancy. Well, any of the new guys, if that didn't make any sense, just ask some of the old guys, and they'll to explain. Yeah.
Why can't you say that the reason that Birkas Kriya Shema are not mitzvahs is because you already have a Birkas Kriya Shema. Already did Birkas Kriya Shema.
You're assuming that the order.
You said Birchas HaTorah.
Okay.
Maybe then
you
could say the
Svarah
that, oh, you want to say
Shevach. Okay. Okay. And that's not. Okay. It's assuming that, like, in the Takana of the different mitzvahs, you already had that Seder, but. Yeah.
What was the description?
No, just that Birchas Kriyat Shema for the Yerushalmi is. Is Shevach, and Birchas Torah for the Yerushalmi is a Birchas Mitzvah. And thank you. Actually, you just reminded me. A raya that these two things are connected, that the Birchas Kriyat Shema as a Shevach can be connected to Talmud Torah, comes from what? Again, there can be a connection between Birchas Kriyat Shema as Birchas Shevach being connected to Talmud Torah. Yeah, the third day. Exactly. The third day in the Yerushalmi, right? You see, you have it, Gabriel? Rav Nachum B'Shem Rabbi Mana? Right? He's connecting the two. Right? That being Mekayim Sheva B'Yom Hil Atzicha, right? Saying the Birchos Kriyat Shema Midin Shevach is a Kiyam in V'Agisa Bo V'Yom V'Layla. So again, like we're saying right now, because if you understand that the Yom of Alayla by Kriyat Shema is not just, oh, a Kiyum in Talmud Torah, but it's about highlighting what Talmud Torah is all about. So then, yeah, it connects to Shevach Yom Hilal Tichah, because that's what the Shevach is all about. We're being Meshaveach Hashem for giving us the Torah and everything it brings us. We'll get to the details of the Birchas Kriyat Shema, you know, the detail of the second bracha later. Again, it all comes together. Okay. So Ankan, we have the, right, we're trying to figure out, right, Mekoros, that Birchas Kriyat Shema are Birchas HaShevach. You have the Yerushalmi, Paskin by Rashi and Tosus, and then we get to other Rishon.
If you're saying that the Birchas Kriyat Shema is a mitzvah of Knas Mas, you don't need to arrive to all of that, because it can be even by the Sheva.
I'm saying, if what's a mitzvah?
If the Birchas Kriyat Shema is a mitzvah of Knas Mas, it's actually so in the training, so you don't need to arrive to all of that, because it can be a Birchas Kriyat Shema, because it's not a Bacha on Kriyat Shema.
Okay, we're getting to that right now. You're 100% right. Right, the other indications of Birchas Shevach are the Rishonim who view the Birchas Kriyat Shema as mitzvah b'fnei atzma, 100%. So let's get to that right now. So right. So again, the next sheet. Again, who is the earliest Rishon to say that idea repeatedly, that it's the Birchas Kriyat Shema are b'fnei atzma? I don't know about the Rambam necessarily. The Rashba. So let's look at the Rashba. So Rashba, in a number of different shuvos, has this idea. Again, and what's the context of both shuvos Harashba? Exactly. The question on Rashi and Dalpes, right? Rashi, famous Rashi and Dalpes, you've not seen this, right? The question is, right, Rashi explains that you're saying Kriya Shema Bir Choseah even before Tzeizuk HaChavim. And the question that everyone asks, Tosfos already asks, is how can you, right, from a Birchos Kriyat Shema standpoint, how can you be reciting Birchos Kriyat Shema before the Zman of Mitzvahs Kriyat Shema? So the Rashba is going to answer that question by saying, no, if you have a proper understanding of the nature of Birchos Kriyat Shema, all is well. Yisrael, do you have it?
I don't have the
camera. Yes, you see, we'll just do the first one for now.
Yeah.
So first, he asked the question I just summarized. See this second line in the tshuva? He says, Uma Shetemasa. The last word in line is Uma.
Yeah.
Yeah, go for that. Uma Shetemasa Imkene Yachan Ukori Noisabu Birchoseo. Right, so how can you say the Birchos Kriyat Shema before the Zman Kriyat Shema?
He
says, don't think that Birchos Kriyat Shema are Birchos HaMitzvah, just like Birchos HaTorah, we'll get to, right? No, if that were to be the case, like the rhyme we had earlier, then the Nusach should be a Sherkei the Shana Mitzvah. You should have the Nusach of a Birchos HaMitzvah. But since it doesn't, Ella... Right, so rather they're independent brachos, this is what David was quoting before, independent brachos, i.e., what does that mean? If it's not a birchos HaMitzvah, it's rather independent, what does that mean? Exactly, it's rather a birchos HaShema. Therefore, Ella... Very important, right? So even if they're independent, obviously the Ikar Takana was still to say them surrounding Kriyat Shema, and we'll get to... You know, Mahalach, as to why they're independent, why they generally lechatzchila connected to the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Fine, ulefichach, but because even though they're connected to Kriyat Shema, but fundamentally they're a mitzvah b'etnei atzma, but fundamentally they're berchos hashevach, therefore ulefichach. Right, so therefore, if you ended up saying, again, this is another nafkamina, and one nafkamina is the overall piece, therefore you can end up saying Birchos Kriyat Shema before the Zman Kriyat Shema, that answers Rashi. And number two, if you end up saying Kriyat Shema without the Birchos Kriyat Shema, you can end up, the Shita of the Rashi, you can end up saying the Birchos Kriyat Shema, right, alone, right? You would never say that by Birchos HaMitzvah. There's no value of saying a Birchos HaMitzvah after the mitzvah is already done, but if you see the Birchos Kriyat Shema as the Birchos HaShevach, so then it would make sense to, if you forgot to say it alongside the mitzvah, there would be a value of saying the Birchos HaShevach independently. So again, the Rashi Shitaso in the next tshuva says a similar idea with slightly different rayos. Fine. So again, we have the Yerushalmi quoted by Rashi and Tosos. Now you have these multiple Rashbas also saying that Birchos Kriyat Shema are midin Birchos HaShevach, and therefore they can be said shelo bizman haMitzvah, and they can be said even if you're not being, when you're not being, you know, actually doing the mitzvah. Fine. If you notice, the Rashba, when he was contrasting, right, mitzvah with Birchos Kriyat Shema with Birchos HaMitzvah, what is he contrasting with? Do you pick up on that, Monty? When he's saying that don't view Birchos Kriyat Shema as Birchos HaMitzvah and Birchos HaTorah, right? So where does it come out of that line in the Yerushalmi? What does he think Birchos HaTorah is? You're already jumping. What does he hold Birchos HaTorah is? Exactly. So the Rashba Shitasa. I brought the other Rashba. Shuta Rashba and Chilek Zayin Simon Tov Kuv Mem, also in the Marmkomos, page 3. Again, let's just look at this and we'll see. Yaakov is already jumping to the implications of it. We'll get there in a moment. So again, the Rashba, while the Rashba thinks that Birchos Kriyat Shema Midin Shevach, right, the idea in that first Rashba was that Birchos HaTorah is a Birchos HaMitzvah. And in fact, look at this, Yaakov, do you have it? The third Shudah Rashba?
Yeah.
Okay, and then just begin. Right, so why do you only have a bracha, Birchos HaTorah, before Talmud Torah, not afterwards? So what is, it's not there. What is in essence the answer? What type of bracha is it?
Mitzvah.
It's a Birchos HaMitzvah, and Birchos HaMitzvahs are only over Las Yasins. Rashba L'Shitaso, again, thinks that while Birchos Kriyat Shema are Shevach, Birchos HaTorah is a Birchos HaMitzvah. But again, since it's not 100% clear, you know, which, what's the Rashba Shita overall Mitzvah Kriyat Shema, again, there are two different options. Either you're going to say, oh, you see from this distinction between Birchos Kriyat Shema and Birchos HaTorah that, oh, one way to say it is that, oh, mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is kabbalos al malchus shemayim. It has nothing to do with Talmud Torah, right? That would be the easiest way to explain the discrepancy, is that, yeah, there's a huge discrepancy between Birchas HaTorah and Birchas HaKrishma, because Birchas HaKrishma has nothing to do with Talmud Torah. It is a din of Kabbalah's all Malchus Shemayim as we develop. But, as we said before for the Yerushalmi, you can also say that even if Kriya Shema was a din in Talmud Torah, as long as it's more than just simply a keem in Talmud Torah, but it's more than that, so then you could also explain why there'd be a discrepancy, like we said for the Yerushalmi. Yeah.
I think I'm just reiterating Gigi's question, but if you say that, like the Rashi tested that the bracha is Birchas Sheva,
yeah.
Nothing to do with Kriya Shema itself, so why are you trying to connect it to Kriya?
So we'll get there. That's going to get to the Rav, we'll get to soon, which is, if you think there's a thematic connection between the content of Shevach, so then that's a perfect place to put. Yeah, we'll get there. Yeah, Yaakov.
If, according to the Rashi, Birchas HaTorah, Birchas HaMitzvot, why does he say it two separate times? It says,
if Birchas HaTorah, Birchas HaMitzvot, I mean, why does he say, that's just, you know,
just to emphasize.
Yeah, because again, Birchas HaTorah could be Daraisa. I mean, Birchas HaTorah is special, and there are Rabban holds Daraisa, so I don't know if that's why he's, you know, he, or maybe to highlight this distinction, don't think that Kriya Shema is just like Birchas HaTorah, because, you know, there is definitely overlap. Fine. So far, the Birchas HaShevach, Mahalach, we have Yerushalmi, and then Rashi Tosas accepting that. It's going to be important when analyzing Rashi Tosas later on the sugya. And we have the Rashba, Lishi Tosas in many places. What other Rishon along, you know, that same time period also seems, or even more explicit in the Rashba, holds that Birchos Kriya Shema is Midin Birchos HaShevach? Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah quoted in the Abadrom. Right, you have it? You saw David?
Yeah.
So, again, the Rabbeinu Yonah Abadrom is dealing with the same kasha on Rashi and Dabbeis. Again, what's this notion of saying Birchos Kriya Shema before the Zman of Kriya Shema? And Rabbeinu Yonah answers, and again, it's even more explicit than the Rashba. You see the Chasav HaRab Rabbeinu Yonah?
The Chasav HaRab Rabbeinu Yonah. V'al Titma al Birchosea Heyach Mevarchin. The brachos Kriya Shema einam kebrachos birchos shara mitzvos. Sharei einu mivarech barachat Hashem elokim melacholah. I'm not sure if you're trying to be sasavit zivanu al Kriya Shema. That's not what they're saying.
Ella
birchos shevachim.
Very important. Even more explicit in the Rashba. The Rashba contrasted birchos hamitzvah with birchos bifnei atzman, which again in context meant birchos shevachim. But the Rabbeinu Yonah explicitly says ella birchos shevachim. And therefore, v'yicholim la'omram mipaga mecha. And therefore, Menela wants the Birchos HaShevach, it's not going to be tied to the Zman HaMitzvah. We'll get to the rest of the Abadrom next time. The Abadrom, although it's not clear, seems to be offering an alternative understanding of the Yerushalmi, which is more in the Birchos HaMitzvah camp. We'll get back to the rest of the Abadrom on Friday, the Mirat Hashem. So you have Rabbeinu Yonah, again, even more explicit than the Rashba, adopting this Birchos HaShevach approach. So now fast forwarding to the realm of, to the, you know, the era of the Nosa Keli, right? Which, you know, Nosa Keli on Shulchan Aruch also clearly adopts this Mahalach, that's the Birchos HaShevach. The Magen Avraham. Excellent. The Magen Avraham. Again, what's the context, David? The Magen Avraham is commenting on the Kesef Mishnah, right? What's the original comment to the Kesef Mishnah which is triggering this response?
That he brings a raya to his understanding of the Rambam.
Exactly. Kesef Mishnah says, a raya that the Zman d'Oraisa of Kriya Shema is all day, is the fact that you could recite Birchos Kriya Shema all day. So Kesef Mishnah is assuming, right, the Zman of Birchos Kriya Shema is indicative, is a simen to the Zman of the mitzvah itself. Comes along Magen Avraham and says, what are you talking about? There's no Shaychus. Right? Just because the Zman of the Birchos Kriya Shema is all day, that is not a simen at all to the Zman of Mitzvah's Kriya Shema. And again, the Magen Avraham's Lashon is Udvarv Tsarachian, Chada, his first kasha, the Habrachos Einam Shayachim the Kriya Shema, right? The Birchos Kriya Shema are not Shayach to the Mitzvah Kriya Shema. The Imkein Ein Raya Mea Brachos. There was no Raya from the Zman of Birchos Kriya Shema to the Zman of Kriya Shema itself. Again, the Magen Avraham clearly assuming that the nature, right, the Ophi of the Birchos Kriya Shema are Birchos HaShava. Yeah.
At least tell me the Rabbeinu Yonah that we saw towards the beginning of the summer, that went through each of the brachos about Marav and Tzipa, you can say them early, was also assuming that they don't have to be separate limits of Kriya Shema. He went through Indian by Indian why each one is.
So, Rabbeinu Yonah, tell us what you're saying.
Possibly. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying.
Yeah. Okay, that's interesting too. I forgot about that. That's a good one. So now let's get to, I guess, the question that Gabriel asked, which is, okay, so if according to his first Mahalach, Birchos Kriya Shema, Birchos HaShemach, which is the Rashba characterizes as a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, as brachos b'fnei atzmo. So then, why does this Mahalach agree, right, everyone agrees, that l'chatzchila, right, when should you say the Birchos Kriya Shema? In conjunction with Kriya Shema itself. So obviously, Bishlama, Birchos Kriya Shema, Birchos HaMitzvah, and Mela, of course, understand why they have to be associated, why they have to be done, b'hadei adadei. But according to this Mahalach, that the mitzvah, that the Birchos Kriya Shema are really independent Birchos HaShevach, so then why are they, l'chatzchila, always associated with Kriya Shema itself? So I think this is where the Rav's, you know, Mahalach, or, you know, the Ha'ara, really kicks in. The Rav says, is quoted in many places, obviously he's very fond of saying this idea, there's a Shiri Rav, Masoros Rav, Sidra, basically every Rav Saber connected to Kriya Shema says this idea. And when I saw it first, it was very, it hit me. It's like one of those Ha'aras that are so pashit. Like once you see it, and then you look at the actual Nusach, it's like it jumps out at you, of course. But says the Rav, what's the Rav's Yisod after all that introduction? What's the Rav's Yisod about the Birchos Kriya Shema?
They're thematically related.
Exactly. That each of the Birchos Kriya Shema are connected from a thematic standpoint, are connected each of the partials of Kriya Shema. Right? So again, that each of the themes of the Birchos Kriya Shema are connected to each of the partials of Kriya Shema itself. And if you play it out as follows, it answers our question. We'll get to the details in a moment, obviously. According to that, even if Birchos Kriya Shema or Birchos HaShevach, you still, l'chatzchila, want to see them surrounding Kriya Shema, because the whole point of the Birchos Kriya Shema, midibrei as Shevach, are to highlight and to extrapolate and to spell out the exact themes of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema itself. So even if Birchos Kriya Shema or Birchos HaShevach, the Shevach are still to be Meshabeach Hashem on the same inyanim, the same themes of Kriyat Shema itself. So now let's go through each Birchos Kriyat Shema and explain how it's connected, each of the partials of Shema, and there will be some important ha'aros as we go along. So the first bracha. So again, going back to the beginning of the summer, right? Alicia, what's the theme of the first partial of Kriyat Shema?
Embellishing on the point of Yichud Hashem.
Exactly, right? The first parsha of Kriya Shema is all about Yichud Hashem, Kabbalos Ol Malchus Shemayim. And if you look at it, as I said, Sederim would be helpful, right? If you look at the first bracha of Kriya Shema, in fact, this is exactly what it's all about. It's all about Yichud Hashem and Kabbalos Ol Malchus Shemayim. So I like to just, again, it's beautiful when you're actually able to, now better appreciate the Nusach HaTfilah, which is always an amazing benefit. If you look through, I'm just give a couple of examples from the actual bracha, which shows that it's really all about this idea of Yichud Hashem, and thereby Kabbalas Omar Hashemai. Raya number one, right? It says, one of the famous lines, Upituvo Mechadesh, right? Mechadesh Mechol Yom Tamid Maase Bereshis, right? Upituvo, in his goodness, Mechadesh Mechol Yom, right? Hashem is continually, right, recreating the world. Right, famous line. Right, and again, this idea of Yichud Hashem. Hashem is the creator of the world, and not only did He create it once, He's the continual creator of the world. Again, a clear reference to this theme of Kabbalas Omar Hashem. So again, raya number one from the Nisach is this idea of Mechadesh Bechol Yom Tamid Maase Bereishis. Number one. Number two, if we're looking for a reference to Kabbalas Omar Hashem, is there ever a reference to the phrase Kabbalas Omar Hashem?
Yes.
Yeah. We're referencing the Malachim being Mekabel O Malchus Shemayim, because that's the Yisod we're trying to resemble. We're trying to emulate the Malachim in being Mekabel O Malchus Shemayim Zem Yisrael. Right? So what better raya that it's all about Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim than the Nusach of Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim is in the bracha itself. That's raya number two. Again, V'chulam Mekabel Malachim O Malchus Shemayim Zem Yisrael. And the point is that we're supposed to be emulating the Malachim in that regard. Third raya, again towards the end, is Kihu Livado Poel Gvoros, right? Osecha Dashos Baal Mechmos, etc., etc. Again, what's the emphasis of Kihu Livado? It's all about Yichud Hashem. So again, that emphasis on that is Hashem alone who's doing all these things. Again, a beautiful example, another great expression of this idea of Yichud Hashem Kabbalas Omar Hashemai. So again, from these three, sections of the first bracha, it's all about Yichud Hashem. Hashem is the creator of the world. It's Him alone. We have to therefore be Mekabel Omar Hashemayim. Fine. But now let's look at the psicha and the chasima. Right? Generally, the psicha and the chasima, the bracha, really captures the essence of the bracha itself. So what you would assume would be a focus on, yeah, Hashem creating the entire world. If you look at the nusach of the psicha and the chasima, there seems to be a slightly different focus. Is the focus on Hashem creating the world? What is it really focused on? Exactly. It's really all about, right, the ma'oros. Right? Again, yotzer, right, psicha. Yotzer or uvorei choshek, it's Hashem creating the light and darkness. That's in the psicha. And then we know what's the chasima. Yotzer ha-ma'oros. So the question I'd like to just figure out is, why is there such an emphasis on or and choshech when it comes to the psicha and the chasima? If the real focus of Kabbalah's Omach HaShemayim is about Hashem creating the world, so why are we singling out, right, Yom and Laila, or and choshech? So what Gemara does this seem to, you know, bring to mind? Yud Aleph Amud Beis. So let's look at the Gemara on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, where the Gemara itself really again highlights that this is the theme of the first bracha, of really Hashem's role in creating Yom and Laila. And then we have to explain why is this important. See, do you have it? Gemara Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Again, when Gemara is asking why the lashon of Yotzer or Vorei Choshech, why are we focusing on the negative of Choshech? And it says Ella Amar Rava. It's like 6-7 lines down. Kidei Lahaskir. First word in the line is Kidei. Oh, right. So, what's the value of referencing both or and choshech? To be maskir the mida of yom belayla, and the mida of layla be yom. So says the Gemara. Obviously, that the emphasis, right? So not only do we have the tiyuk and the actual nusach, but again, the Gemara is spelling out that the one of the main purposes of that first bracha is the idea of Hashem creating yom and layla. And the question is, Why single out Yom and Laila and not just Hashem creating the world in general? So what's one of the answers given by multiple Rishonim? What are we trying to emphasize?
It's about the Yichud between the two.
Exactly, it's all about Yichud Hashem. Who says this?
Rabbeinu
Yonah. Exactly, let's look at Rabbeinu Yonah. Everyone turns to Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah on Hey Amud Beis B'Dapa Yarif. Tosa Rosh says the same thing. Right, they're both quoting a Gemara in Chulin. It's very important. Right, which really explains why we have such an emphasis on specifically Yom and Laila in this context. Right, so Mayor, do you have it? Right, so again, this is yeah.
So Midas Laila B'Yom, Yotzer Ovor Choshech. So Yishu Shalom, Lama Tzarek Lama Midas Yom B'Laila, Midas Laila B'Yom. V'Lo Da'ak Yishim or Midas Yom B'Yom, Midas Laila B'Laila.
Right, well, just focus on the Yom during the Yom, and focus on Laila during Laila. Why does it say Dafka Yom V'Laila, Laila B'Yom? What's the idea?
Shavaya Omer, Harab Arabi Eliyahu HaSafarti, Shetama Damer Mishum Daminu B'Gumara, Ahu Minayim, Amr Rabbi Misha Bara Or Lo Bara Choshech, Misha Bara Choshech Lo Bara Or, Shinem Mar Yotze Or Bara Choshech, Go Mar Mimash Lo.
Right, so this Apikoros came along and said, "Oh, I'm dying from this pasuk that there, right? There are really two gods, Chas v'Shalom, right? Right? Because there's a separate one b'yom, a separate one b'layla." So he says, "No, Amrlo."
Amrlo shoda shafu l'sefer dekra Hashem tzavakol shema shehu levado bara hakol v'akar chach anu omrim midas yom b'layla midas el b'yom l'hodiya shebara yachad bara hakol.
So it says Rabbeinu Yonah and the Tosa Rosh, why is there such an emphasis on Yom and Laila? Is Dafka to highlight this theme of Yichud Hashem. Don't Chas v'Shalom think that there's a different borei of Yom and Laila. Really, it's all Yichud Hashem. It's all one. It's all one Hashem. So again, according to that, again, this emphasis on Yom and Laila is a perfect, right, counterpart to the rest of the bracha, which is all about highlighting Yichud Hashem. That's one mahalach in terms of why we focus on the Yom and Laila. Which other Rishon, in passing, seems to offer a slightly different hesber for why we're focusing on Yom and Laila? The Ramban. Let's look at the Ramban. Again, this is the Ramban Chidushim Yeralf on the base. Again, we're going to get to the Ramban later because it's all of a version of the Birchas of Mitzvah approach. I'd just like to single out one line in the Ramban, which I think is important to sit on. Okay, do you have it? Israel Dove, whenever you get there. Again, the Ramban is taking a different mahal, we'll get to him later, that right, he thinks that the second bracha is a birchas ha-mitzvah, avos olam, but he still agrees that the first bracha is a birchas ha-shevach, and when he explains what the shevach of the first mitzvah is about, is a very interesting line. Let's go for the start from the beginning.
Kfar haya minhag be'ayaros lomar bein ahavas olam nekriya shema kel melech ne'aman. V'yaldusi niskasha alai lefi she'adavar
yadu. Oh, we all had such kashas in our youth, yeah.
She'adavar yadua she'avas olam birchas ha-mitzvah si. The Kriya Shema. She called mitzvos kolen to uno sein bracha over the asiyasan.
She says Abbas Olam, right? The second bracha right before Kelmal Naman is clearly a birchas mitzvah, says the man, and therefore that's why it's over the asiyasan.
V'hein mahalel v'hein b'megillah v'hein kriyas haTorah v'chol shekein Kriya Shema. V'zehu she'amarnu behezder achar shekara in sarach levarich shekvar niftar be'ahava rabba.
And that's why we'll get to this later, but that's why Ahava Rabba could be motzi you and your chiyav of birchas Torah. He's about to say the birchas.
The birchas shinun Torah.
That was the key. But now he's explaining. So you have the second bracha is a birchas hamitzvah. Fine. But now the first bracha he admits is going to be birchas shabbach. Now why? What's the shabbach all about?
Ela shetiknu b'kriyas shma shtayim lefanav mipnei shezmana tali b'tziras ha'or uva arivasa.
Right. And he says about birchas yotzer or. Right, so that first bracha is a birchas hashavach, and what does he explain? What are you trying to be mishabeach Hashem on? Right, shezmana, going backwards now. Right, shezmana taloi b'yitziras ha'or uba'arevasa. Right, sounds like he's saying that the content of shevach, right, why we're focusing on or and choshech is not the Rabbeinu Yona Tosa Rush idea that yichud Hashem. Says Ramban, why are we focused on Ur and Choshech? Because those are the Zmane, Krishma. So again, we're being Meshabeach Hashem for Ur and Choshech, because Ur and Choshech are the Kovim, right? Are Koveya, the Zman Krishma. What's the Shaychus? You're being Meshabeach Hashem in Krishma for the Zmane Krishma? No, what's the connection? It's always a good guess. You can't go wrong by saying of all the ones, right? But, yeah. So, okay, so what are you being Meshabeach Hashem for?
For allowing us to build that relationship with Him.
Good. So you're basically, we're being Meshabeach Hashem for continually bringing the Or and Choshech, which according to this, what's the purpose of continually bringing the Or and Choshech? That enables you to do mitzvahs. Look at it for a second. According to this Ramban, right, we're basically saying, thank you Hashem for bringing the Or and Choshech, because by you bringing the Or and Choshech, the purpose of that bringing of the Or and the Choshech is that that enables us to do the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So this idea, this is very important you saw, we're basically... Thank you, Hashem, for continually creating the world. And what's the purpose of your creation of the world, or your continual creation of the world, is the Kiyam HaMitzvos. Right? Where else, right? And now you might have an inkling as to why I put two Makoros in this morning. It seemed very random. What are the two Makoros now you could better understand how they're connected? The two,
Rashi's
El Torah. Right, those, because the big yisod that we're explaining this Ramban with is this idea that the purpose of the continual creation of Or and Choshech is so that they can enable Kriya, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. This yisod being that when we look at the creation of the world, its purpose, its telos, right, is to facilitate Kiyama mitzvahs. Where else do we find this idea? What other makoros do we have for this idea that we view the purpose of the world being to enable Kiyama mitzvos? These two famous Rashis. So let's look at these Rashis al Torah. Right, the first one is in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. Right, Bereishis Bara. What's one of the Pshatim? Right, and the whole thing Rashi's bothered by. What is Bereishis? So it's a strange way of just saying in the beginning. So the way the Medrash understands it, it's Bishvil Reishis. What is one of the Pshatim in what does Reishis mean, Alicia? According to one of the Pshatim,
Torah.
Right? Bishvila Torah, Shinikris, Rishis, Darko. So that first Rashi is telling us this idea, then we view what's the Bishvil Rashis, that Hashem created the world, Bishvil HaTorah, this Yisod that we, right, Hashkafically view, right, Kiyam HaMitzvos and Kiyam HaTorah as the purpose of the creation of the world. And what's the other famous Rashi who says this? On, exactly, in Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Again, what's the Pasuk there? What's the Hashishi, right? What's the thing that bothering Rashi? The hay. So what are the two pshat in the hay? Exactly. One views the hay as like gematria. That, again, the whole point is Vayera, Vayboker, Yom HaShishi. And anyone have the Rashi there? It's a beautiful Lashon. You have Alicia? Right, Hosef Hay.
Vashishi, Gemar, Masib, Rashis, Lomar, Sheh, Hithna, Imahem, Almanaz, Sheh, Kablu, Alehem, Yisrael, Hamishachum, Sheh, Torah.
Right, there's a Tanai in Briyasa Olam, right, waiting for, right, that Kabbalah Satorah, right? So then, according to the first day, how does Hashishi relate to Kabbalah Satorah? The Hay Gematria referring to the five, right, five books, five Chumasha. So again, the Yisod is that the Tanai in Bria Sa'olam was the Kabbalah Satorah. On the second day, it's the same idea, just a different take on it. What's the Vrahacher?
Yom Hashishi Kulam Tzuliyam Va'omdim Ad Yom Hashishi.
So here it's not hey gematria hey, it's more hey as hey, what do we call it, hey yeah, right, the sixth day, referring to the sixth day of Matan Torah. So again, according to both Deos and Rashi, it's all about that a Tanai in Bria Sa'olam was Kabbalah Satorah. This idea that we view that the purpose of creation of the world, the purpose of the continual creation of the world, is so that we can fulfill Torah and mitzvot, and perhaps that's what the Ramban is hinting at when he says that the Shevach of, or the reference to, right, Yom and Laila, is because that's what the Zmani Kriyat Shema are tali on. The question is, what's the connection? Maybe the Yisod is like Rashi, where we're saying, thank you Hashem for continually creating Ur and Choshech, the purpose of which is to enable the Kiyam of Kriyat Shema as a siman for, you know, all Torah and mitzvot. So again, Akan, the first bracha, we pointed out that the middle, right, the actual token of the bracha is all about Yichud Hashem, all about Kabbalah Zomach Hashemayim. We then pointed out that the Psicha and Chasima seem to have a slightly different focus of Yom and Laila. We asked why. One mahalach was, Yom and Laila, it's all about Yichud Hashem. That's Rabbeinu Yonah and Tosa Rosh. Again, therefore, it ties in beautifully. And the Ramban's version, slightly different idea, is that the emphasis on Yom and Laila is basically our way of thanking Hashem for continually creating the world, and in that way it's facilitating our Kiyam HaMitzvos, which is another aspect of Kabbalah's Olmach HaShemayim. It's not just recognizing Hashem theoretically as our creator, but then the need to then, you know, follow that up with concrete Kiyam HaMitzvos. Good. Now let's get to the second bracha, right? So the Dovi, what's the theme of the second parsha of Kriyat Shema, according to that Mishnah Yud Gimel? If the first parsha is about Kabbalah Olmach HaShemayim, exactly, says the Mishnah Yud Gimel, that the theme of the second parsha is Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvos. So one would assume, right, if you assume this, right, this connection, that just like the second parsha is about Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvos, that the second bracha would also be about Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvos. The Rav says it more of a focus on the Talmud Torah piece, but I think you can, you know, expand the Rav's idea to not just Talmud Torah, but the focus is on Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvos in general, which is what the second Parsha is all about, with an added focus on Talmud Torah, as we'll see. So again, if you look at the Nusach of the second Bracha, again, you really see this idea, the second Bracha being Ava Rabba, right? You definitely see this emphasis, this focus on Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvos, with a particular focus on Talmud Torah. And I should note, while we're going through the Nusach and Shacharis, the same thing applies at Ma'ariv. That is, for the sake of time, we're just doing Shacharis, but the same diukim, same, you know, themes apply at Ma'ariv as well. So let's look at a couple of examples within the Nusach of the second bracha, which again highlights this theme of Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvos with an emphasis on Talmud Torah. So Raya number one, where we say, or we ask, the same belibenu lahavinu lahaskil, right, to really understand lishmoa lumod ululamin, which so far is all about Talmud Torah. And then it says, lishmor velasos of the kaim es kol divrei Talmud Torah zachabiyava. So again, in that line, we're basically asking, right, for the ability to learn and to be mekayim the mitzvahs. again, both themes of mitzvahs in general, Kabbalah's all mitzvahs, with a particular focus on Talmud Torah. Next line. V'ha'er einenu b'sora secha. Again, enlighten our eyes in Talmud Torah. V'dabik libenu b'mitzvah secha. And again, attach our right neshamos, our hearts, to kima mitzvahs. Again, a reference both to old mitzvahs, with a particular emphasis on Talmud Torah, which we'll get back to. And then, the last interesting theme in the bracha, which is also has a beautiful parallel to the second parsha, where we reference Eretz Yisrael, for all our Israelim amongst us. Right? V'yinu l'shalom mi'arba kanfos ha'aretz, v'soluchinu kumios li'artzeinu. Right? Gather from mi'arba kanfos ha'aretz, from Galus, to go into Eretz Yisrael. Where in the second parsha do you see also an emphasis on Eretz Yisrael? Is that the whole thing? Is that the Schar and Onish is all about Eretz Yisrael? If you do mitzvos, right, you're going to get, you know, you're going to get rewarded. Nesati mitar tzuchem biito yoram makasha satzik ganecha v'sirshcha v'itzarecha. Right, the Schar is all about being able to enjoy the land. And on the flip side, if you do avira, right, you're going to be sent out. Right, v'yatzar has a shemayim v'loyim atar v'adamal v'sustenet esivula v'adatem meirah me'al ha'ar tatov asher Hashem nosein lachem. Right, you're going to be starved there, and then you're going to be kicked out of the land. And again, right, so again, the reference to Eretz Yisrael in the bracha is very much analogous, right, corresponding to the reference to Eretz Yisrael in the second parsha itself. And as we developed in the past, Eretz Yisrael is known as the place where we can have the closest relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Hashgachas Hashem is closest with Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. And again, it's a way of saying, by putting Kabbalah's old mitzvahs in the context of Eretz Yisrael, it's a way of highlighting that Kabbalah's old mitzvahs, again, and Talmud Torah, is all about that kesher, that yachas, that relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And what better way to highlight that than saying that you can only stay in Eretz Yisrael, which is the place where you can have that relationship, if you have that Kiyama Mitzvahs. Because Kiyama Mitzvahs and Talmud Torah is a prerequisite for that relationship, and therefore it's a prerequisite for staying in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah?
Just to tie into this
partial,
Moshe wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael
to
do the mitzvahs.
Exactly. Exactly. The Gemara was in Makos, or the Gemara said, I think Rashi quotes it. Like, oh, did he want to go there for the peros? No, obviously, to Mekayim, mitzvahs of Tlios Bar. It's beautiful. Excellent. What does he say?
He says, I mean, the idea that
there are together. Yeah, it's to be mine and Nefesh HaChaim there. But again, the Pashtas, one could say that, you know, the value of that Yediyas Hashem is to therefore develop a relationship. But I'm not going
to.
Okay. I'm not going to respond on all regular achas to the Nefesh HaChaim. But Mahalak, we've been developing, you know, the whole summer, and I get a lot of chorus for this, is that Talmud Torah is a way of facilitating that connection to Hashem. Everyone agrees with that, but that's totally a mainstream perspective. Oh. But again, it's important to note that while, right, just like the first bracha, there seems to be a slight discrepancy between the focus of the actual tochen and then the emphasis on the psicha nechasima, so too here, while the emphasis of the middle of the bracha is all about, right, Talmud Torah and Kiyama Mitzvos, there seems to be a particular focus, right, in terms of the psicha nechasima. Right, how does the second bracha start off? Ava Rabba. What's the focus? Ava. What's the chasima? Habocher b'mo Yisrael bi'av. Right, there's this emphasis on love. And the question is, why is there? And again, and you have the Ava, you know, interspersed within the bracha itself. Right, it's called divrei Talmud Torah sefer bi'ava. Right, it says a lot. So why? What do you think? Why even the bracha is emphasizing this factor of love? It's appropriate in response to what Kira was saying. What is love all about?
Relationship.
A relationship. That's right. So again, I think what the Nusach HaBracha is highlighting, that the themes of Kabbalah's own mitzvahs, and particularly, right, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which is the highlight of this mitzvah, is all about that Ava. It's all about that relationship. And it could be that's why, right, the bracha repeatedly emphasizes this love between a Kodesh Baruch Hu and Bnei Yisrael, to say that the context of the Kabbalah's old mitzvahs, and particularly the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, again, is all about that relationship. It's all about that Ava that we're trying to generate between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? Ad Kan, bracha number two. Bracha number three. Again, let's not go to two. Parsha number three. Again, Ezra, what's the third parsha according to most? What's the main theme in the third parsha of Kriya Shema? Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, otherwise known as Geula, right? This notion of Hashem being our goal. And it's not going to surprise anybody. What's the main theme of the third bracha of Kriya Shema? This theme of Geula, right? Let's just take a quick look, and we're going to see that not only is this bracha focused on Geula, but as we pointed out in previous shiurim, the idea of the third parsha, Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, being part of the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema, what was that all about? Why is, like, especially according to the Ruach Chaim idea, why is the third parsha of Kriyas Shema, which is about Yitzias Mitzrayim, why is Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim part of the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema? What's the connection? Exactly. Hashem as the Goel proves Yichud Hashem, right? This connection between Geula, Yitzias Mitzrayim, and that proving that He is the one and only God, and therefore leads to Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. So, you know, we would love to see if that in the Nusach of the third bracha, not only is there a reference to Geula, but if the bracha itself would connect it back to Yichud Hashem, that would be a perfect encapsulation of the Yisod that we're developing, that right, the third bracha is connected to the third parsha, and the real Yisod of the third parsha is not just Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim and Geula on its own, but a Geula which proves the broader theme of Kriyat Shema of Yichud Hashem and Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. And lo and behold, we have it, right? If you look at the third bracha, just picking out certain lines, where we say, right, Goelenu Goel Avoseinu, you're our Goel, our Redeemer, and the Redeemer of our parents, Yotzrinu Tzuri Shosinu, our Creator, Podenu Matzlenu Me'elam Shemecha, again, also our Savior, In Elokim Zulasecha. Right? The reference to you, Hashem, as our Goel, leads directly into In Elokim Zulasecha. Yichud Hashem. A beautiful, right, connection that the whole point of the Geula is for the Geula to bring us to this Hakara, to this understanding, this recognition of Yichud Hashem. Good. Another example. Right? Umi baladecha ein lanu melech goel moshiach. Other than you, we have no other goel. And then we reference me, Mitzrayim, Gal Tanu, Hashem Elokeinu, right? You took us from Mitzrayim, Umi Beis Avadim Tavit Yisanu, you took us out of being slaves, Kol Bechori Amarakta, etc., going through the whole story. There too you have that the reference to Yitzias Mitzrayim is all about proving that Umi Beladecha Ein Lanu Melech Goel Moshiach, that you are our only Goel Moshiach. So again, in the Nusach HaBracha, a perfect, right, expression of this idea. Not only does the third bracha contain the theme of Geula, but it connects the theme of Geula to the overall theme of Kriyat Shema, which is Yitzias, which is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. Oh. And just to conclude, right, at Maariv you have the fourth bracha, right, the fourth bracha of Hashkivenu. And what this ties into our previous sugya? How does the Gemara refer to Hashkivenu? As a Geula. So again, according to one mahalach, right, that Gula Richta, like the Rabbi Yona, the Meiri, now the Rush, even more so, right, that they understand that Gula Richta means it's actually Me'in Gula, right, that really, the Hashkivenu is part of Birchas Kriyat Shema, because it has the same theme of Gula. And again, talking to the end of yesterday's shir, right, the tzad to say that Hashkivenu is actually part of Birchas Kriyat Shema, right, according to the Rav, is only if you take the Mahalach, that Geula Richta is because Ke'in Geula. Because now you can understand, and this is sort of what Gabriel was referencing yesterday to you, right, is that the only way you're going to say that Hashkivenu is really part of Birchas Kriyat Shema if it connects to the themes of Birchas Kriyat Shema. And because Birchas Kriyat Shema, at least the third, you know, theme is all about Geula, the only tzad to say that Hashkivenu really integrates into Birchas Kriyat Shema, if it itself is also has that theme of a Geula, because then it's part of Birchas Kriyat Shema, connected to the third Parsha, which is also about Geula. But the other perspective on Geula Richta was, it's not in Geula. What's the other perspective? What's the other perspective on Geula Richta? It's just not a...
Established there.
It's just not a hefsek because kivan tzakin rabbanan. According to that perspective, when we say that hashkivenu is the fourth birchas kriyat shema, as we developed yesterday, it's not that it's actually part of the birchas kriyat shema. It sounds like it's an independent addendum, an independent, you know, takana, which is not a hefsek because of takana d'rabbanan. But at the end of the day, it doesn't fully integrate, and therefore we had that nafkamina and daftes between the Ritzkeus and the Rosh, right? In a case where could you have cases where you're not gonna omit the bracha altogether?
Would yeah. They agree that it is mula? That's what the bracha is.
You're saying because lamaisa it is?
What it says,
like, yeah, but like, why doesn't Tosas come on to that?
Tosas,
I mean, Tosas just says came into the Kiddur
Rabbanan.
That's
how you're renaming.
Hashemina
is the Gemara.
Correct. But again, the way, yes, but I'll say this, sorry. True. But if you work backwards, the way Tulsa seems to understand the Lashon of Kevin to the Kini Rabbanan, therefore Have Gula Richta.
Right, I agree. I'm just saying, wouldn't he not also agree that they seem to be separate ideas? I mean, there's machlokas about why it's not a hefsek, and there's machlokas. Then there's also this concept that it's part of the Great Description because it's Gula also. In other words, why is it part of the description?
Okay, it's a good point. At the end of the day, but like working the other way, you know, point well taken. But we saw the Rush, right? The Rush for the Rav, right? The Rush says that there are certain situations where you're not going to say the entire bracha. Mishnah Paskins that way. And the way the Rav understands that is that because it's not really part of Birchas Kriyat Shema.
Right. I don't see why the machlokas are clean. They're totally separate. It is machlokas about why it's not a hefsek. There's an
opinion
that it's part of the description because it is
gula
also.
I guess the way the Rav would say it is that if you think that the kivim tzakin rabbana, let's say Tosfos, right? His understanding of that lashon of the Gemara, even by hashkivenu, is that it's emphasized, the complete emphasis is on takana d'rabbana. And it sounds like gula richta is just a way of saying lo shmei hefsek.
But what I said is a gula, meaning like.
But what does gula richta mean? The term just means. Oh, it's not a hefsek. I know you like the lashon, but
about the other spiritual creation, they aren't. Meaning, you would say that they're all
the other ones are those are the OGs, right? Meaning, the other ones are the main ones because each one is connected a parsha. Hashkivenu that's the idea. Each one is part of Birchas Kriyat Shema because each one is connected a parsha. Hashkivenu is the standalone. It's whatever the takana is, unclear. That's a standalone takana, which is, it's not a hefsek, but it's not really part of it because it's not really connected to the theme, as I was trying to say. I think now we can understand it better because once each one, yeah, is connected to parsha, if you understand that the fourth bracha of Hashkivenu is not really about geula, then if it's not really connected to any of the parshios, so then where is it? According to that shita, it's just not a hefsek. It's not really part of it. That's why the rush would hold. In certain situations, yeah, you omit it. That's not going to take away from Kriyat Shema Birchosa and that Eder Kiyam because it's really an independent factor. We'll stop here and we'll pick up on Friday.